coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Now, if the light that is above the water is darkness, how great do you think the darkness in the water would be? Jesus said, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? So whatever, no matter how dark it was above the water, it was darker inside the water. Let's look at something. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Stop there for a second. We saw it just now in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3 when God said, let there be light. Now we come over to the New Testament. He gives us the same information. He says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So when he says, let there be light, the light didn't come from heaven. Are you hearing me? The light didn't come out of God, because the Bible says, in him there is no darkness at all. It came out of darkness. In the earth. Let me tell you something. In 1934, some scientists accidentally discovered something. They created bubbles inside water. They were looking for something else. And then activated sound waves towards the bubbles to collapse the bubbles. Are you hearing this? These bubbles were supposed to collapse by some form of implosion. Okay? When the bubbles imploded, light emitted. And they were in shock. How could that be? In 1989, further experiments were carried out, this time with a single bubble, so they could observe this particular phenomenon very clearly. That is it possible that sound waves will cause bubbles underwater or liquids to implode and light would resort? Experiment after experiment was done. It was found to be so. That sound waves caused light to come up. Light was emitted. When sound waves were excited against imploding bubbles. Think about that. From the water, I just told you. That's what God did. Speech creates sound waves. Are you hearing me? Speech creates sound waves. When we talk, we release energy. We release energy every time we talk. And this energy goes out in form of sound waves. When God said, energy was released. Bible says he commanded and light came to be. He commanded. Light came out of the darkness in the water. This has been proved by experiments. So you see, the Bible account is a scientific fact, a scientific reality. It was in the earth. He caused it to happen in the earth. Bible says he commanded light to come out of darkness. The source was the darkness, which means the light didn't come from heaven. So if you were wondering whether that was a possibility, you can experiment by yourself. Now, what is this telling us? This is so remarkable because it tells us the original source material for everything is God's word. He's behind, because you see, energy is what quantum physics finds to be matter. That matter is also convertible to energy, because it's convertible to wave, and wave is driven by energy. That's the interpretation of the famous Albert Einstein's equation. E is equal to mc squared. You remember? Yeah. Where E is energy, and m is mass, and c is the speed of light. Correct? And what is mass? Mass is that property of matter that when subjected to gravity gives it weight. So if E is equal to M with a constant, it means that energy translates to matter, and matter to energy. And if God spoke and sound was released, and sound is wave, and sound is wave energy, and energy is convertible to matter when we look. It just shows us the power of God's word and the power of faith and hope. So it just shows us these three: faith, hope, love. The greatest is love, because God is love. Simple. So all you need is these three: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love, because love causes the rest of them to work. And God is love. Faith works by love. Hallelujah. This is very important. I just told you about the sonoluminescence experiment. All right? Write it down. You remember it. Yeah, but that's exactly what God did. When he commanded the light to come out of darkness. When he did, and think about this. Think about this. This is very interesting. What would have caused the bubbles in the water when God spoke? We were told the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep. And the Holy Spirit is wind. And all he needed was to put the wind in there, cause the bubbles to come up, and God spoke, and the waves went. Ha ha! Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the things that are revealed belong to us and our children. Why does he show us these things? Why does he show man all of these things? So that man Because God loves man. Man was made in the image of God. All right? Man was made in the image of God. And God wants us. He created us in his class. We belong in God's class. Which means we are creative beings. That's what we are. We are creative beings.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
You can make your own life beautiful. You can. Suffering and being sad and pained and bitter and angry is all a choice. It doesn't matter the situation into which you were born. You make a choice to remain there or come out of it. It's a choice. It's not the place where you live. It's not even the circumstances in which you find yourself. It's not the bad things that are happening to you. No. When you don't have the knowledge, things will be happening to you. When knowledge comes, you'll be in control. You'll be in control. Instead of having things happening to you, no matter what happens, it is not a to you thing. You'll be in control. Sometimes while you're in that situation, someone might look at you like, oh, but I can still see this trouble with you. You see, you're looking at the wrong thing. See, looking at the wrong thing. I told you, one of the things and the major thing that you're going to gain from here is helping you set your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to what you should see. It'll bring you into what God has created for your future. You'll be so focused and you know exactly where you're going and how to get there. Hallelujah. Then life ceases to be a speculation, an effort in the dark. Glory to God. You know, when I was a teenager, I engaged the Spirit of God on several issues. I didn't want to spend my life dabbling into this and that and the other, guessing. I wanted to know exactly where to go, what to do, how to set my sail. I wanted to know the direction of my life. Because I figured he should have known before I happened on the scene. Right? God should have known. And if he knew about it, there wasn't anything wrong in my asking him. I wasn't afraid to ask him, how do I go? But you know what? God directed my mind, my spirit, to his word. You see, he said, this is your compass. If you go with this light, you will never lose your way. Then he said, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Set your eyes upon the word, and you will never fail. And I've kept to that. Hallelujah. I've kept to that. It's the right way to go. It's the only thing. God, you know, his word is absolute truth. You can depend on it with your whole life. Don't be afraid to believe God and stay on his word. You can't do that and make a mistake and regret it and say, oh, I wish I never followed the word. What? It'll never happen. Those who regret following God's word never knew it. They weren't following the word. They were following the desires of their own hearts. When you go for the word, you stay focused, no matter what tries to distract you, because many there will be with such efforts to distract you. It's Satan's job. He's got to do his thing. So if he has to do his job of distracting you, you have to do your job of staying focused. You say, I'll never be moved. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you still there?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Let's take some more. Let's take some more. You know, in the natural world, things are based on several principles, depending on what the matter is, depending on what you are looking at or discussing or what your focus is on. So many laws and principles in the natural world, such that you can actually predict several things and how they're going to work. They follow several patterns. In the kingdom of God, in the realm of the supernatural, you have infinite possibilities. I told you one time I was praying and I was, you know, using that term in speaking to the Lord about aeon, okay? And I defined for you what aeon is. Simply age, course of life, okay? And I explained that to you in that particular message. If you haven't heard it, get the title. So anyway, in my prayer, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, he used the same terms. He says, I create aeons. Because I was praying with the term. He knew I knew what I was talking about, so he responded in the same way. For example, when Jesus called Saul of Tarsus, he called him Saul, Saul. But later on, when they were calling him Paul, and Jesus appeared to him, he called him Paul. What you call yourself, he'll call you. What terms you use, he would use with you. Glory to God. So he says, I create aeons, which means I form and create destinies. God was saying to me, if I have a man's destiny fixed and I say, this is the destiny of your life. I've planned your life for this and that's it. He said, I am not limited to that destiny. I can create a new one. Hey. So in the realm of the supernatural, there are infinite possibilities. The reason is, in the realm of the spirit, there is only one law. There are not many laws. There's only one law that rules. It's the Word of God. The Word of God. The Logos of God. Kapasiteke. Aya mama bade. I can't even think of that without the anointing of God being stared in my spirit. The Logos of God. The Logos of God. You know, the word Logos is not English. It's Greek. It means the Word of God. But it's another definition for the Word of God, because they use several words to define for us God's Word or words. And one of them is Logos, the divine Logos. The Logos of God is God's word presented that encapsulizes his opinions, his thoughts, his ideas, his doctrines, his treatise. Do you understand? His account. All of this is the Logos of God. The thinkings of God. So when the Bible says, hey, when the Bible says to us, in the beginning was the Logos, the divine Logos, the Word. John chapter 1 from verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Did you notice the past tense? There's a reason for it. Because of what it's going to tell you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.